Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to weigh in, talk about whatever is important to you, that's 603-283-6160. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And this story hits a bit hard. I mean, I, like, just 2 days ago, pled guilty to operating an unlicensed money transmitting business, as I'm sure listeners out there are aware. And here we're talking about Dr. Bitcoin, who is starting a 14-month prison sentence, or recently started a 14-month prison sentence,
yep,
for operating an unlicensed money transmitting business. So,
that's right.
A bit difficult to go through this story, but I am. It's a fascinating one, and it's a cautionary tale, and Dr. Bitcoin is absolutely right. It's not going to stop with him.
It didn't start with him, and it's not going to stop with him. As long as they can keep getting people to take guilty pleas to these things, they're going to keep doing it. And so far, I haven't taken a guilty plea. I'm intending to go to trial on this charge and about 25 other charges or something to that effect, and hoping to find a jury that actually has some sense and can see that the FBI is corrupt and what they're doing here is absolutely wrong. But let's get into some more of the details on the story. His name is Mark Hopkins, and on Twitter he is at Rizzen, R-I-Z-Z-N. And he's got family members on the outside who are posting updates from prison, so you can kind of follow along with his experience in Beaumont Federal Correctional.
I'm going to pass on that for the time being, given the circumstances.
The Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, he cites here, published a document about 18 U.S.C. 1960. They misspeak here in this article. They made another mistake. They said that FinCEN published 18 U.S.C. 1960. No. 18 U.S.C. 1960 is the code, the U.S. code,
right,
the criminal, you know, code that essentially says it is illegal to run an unlicensed money transmitting business.
Yeah, Congress passed that.
Right. What FinCEN passed, or did, issued, was a opinion piece, a legal opinion about how they're going to enforce that when it comes to cryptocurrency. That's what they published. Anyway, they claim that crypto sellers need a money transmitter's license, but I'm generalizing. They get real sneaky with how they phrase things in this document, and it depends on how you interpret it as to what it actually means. But their interpretation isn't necessarily what the intention of Congress was. Their interpretation isn't necessarily what a jury would think that the
right
statute says. It's just their interpretation. Remember, when you're dealing with law, quote-unquote, you're just dealing with an opinion backed by a gun. And so everybody's got an opinion about it.
But only one person has the gun.
Well, the state has. There's a bunch of people with guns. They're all working for the state in this case. And they all have different opinions, too, right?
Yeah.
Like, generally, the opinion of...
But they're all on the same team.
Sure. But generally, the opinion of the enforcement agency is, well, we think we should enforce this as widely as possible. Well, of course that's what they think. They want to have as much power as they can possibly have.
Right.
And as long as they are allowed to get away with it, as long as there's no challenge to it, then that's what they want. That's what they're going to get. So that's their interpretation of this. But going on, Hopkins says he's now serving time for this particular charge, but selling Bitcoin isn't the activity that originally caught the attention of law enforcement. He reports that one of his past clients was under observation for suspected participation in a Nigerian lottery scam. The buyer originally told Hopkins she was buying Bitcoin, quote, for her husband's electronics repair business, unquote. And he believed her at the time, though later she told investigators that she was herself being catfished by a Nigerian, according to Hopkins.
So she lied to him, as these romance scam victims almost always do. I mean, we've interviewed these people here on the show before after they've been caught up in these things and they've lost their entire life savings or whatever. They will lie to you. They will lie to your face and say, yes, I have met this person. Mm-hmm. I know this person.
It's my husband.
Because they genuinely believe it to be true. They live in that mythical world, and there's nothing you can say or do to get them to be honest with themselves. And if they're not honest with themselves, they can't possibly be honest with you.
Charitably described by Hopkins as an unsophisticated user, he not only sold Bitcoin to this client on around 20 separate occasions, he also patiently aided and educated her in the best custody practices, as well as how to not trigger banking problems by using specific terms which could result in the closure of her bank account, which is a fairly common occurrence and known concern for Bitcoin enthusiasts, particularly at that time. According to Hopkins,
it hasn't gotten any better, man.
According to Hopkins, prosecutors later disingenuously charged him with teaching this woman, quote, how to commit bank fraud, unquote.
That sounds familiar.
On suspicion of Hopkins somehow being a, quote, kingpin in a lottery scam, unquote, because of the amounts of money flowing to him, they said, Hopkins' family home was raided by 15 armed agents who waved guns and search warrants.
Only 15?
And confiscated over $60,000 worth of his personal property, he said. And then they cite some of his tweets about that. Being cooperative and, quote, fully transparent, unquote, during the raid, probably a mistake.
Absolutely a mistake.
Hopkins said he informed the federal agents of his public Dr. Bitcoin and professional LinkedIn profile. He shared details of
They knew about that already.
Yeah, of his past consulting work with multiple U.S. governmental agencies, including the Federal Reserve, on Bitcoin and blockchain technology. Guess that didn't help him out.
Amazing.
Consulting with the government, trying to help the government, and they come and raid him. Hopkins claimed he even explained in person to the raiding agents some best practices for using Bitcoin wallets.
Would he just shut the hell up?
People don't know. Finding himself quite surprised that agents of this white-collar crime division were not already well-versed in that tech.
Oh, they were, dude. They just wanted you to keep talking.
Yeah. Based on his credentials and nature of his work, and especially his professed innocence of the lottery scam that was under investigation, Hopkins was certain these agents would soon come to understand that they, quote, definitely have the wrong guy, unquote, and would even apologize.
Ah, the poor guy.
Man.
That's sad. You don't have to spend that much time, like, on the internet, in libertarian circles, or in cryptocurrency circles, before you interact with people who start telling you things like, yeah, don't talk to the police.
I would hope, but
never talk to the police.
Yes, he didn't think it was true for him.
And then you listen to former FBI agents, former law enforcement officers, former police officers, former sheriffs, deputies, all saying, never talk to police.
Hopkins, however, states now that, quote, what likely happened was, quote, they spent so many resources rolling out 15 agents to a guy's house to solve a major crime and came up empty. So
they 15 agents is not that many.
So they had to find something that I was guilty of, unquote, to avoid egg on their faces, and that his named crime became, quote, operating a money transmitter's business without a license based on some vague guidance given by FinCEN about a year earlier. I mean, that's a nice thing to believe, but
he's so naive,
yeah,
man. I almost feel bad for the guy.
No, they were after you, dude, because you're a Bitcoin person. You're a known personality. He's got this personality of Dr. Bitcoin. He posts online. He's publicly known, and they want to get people like us. As the case progressed, Hopkins said, quote, they decided to not come just after me, but my wife, because she was on my bank account.
No, that was their plan from the beginning, because you didn't take their plea deal.
Threatening them both, quote, not just with the money transmitter offense, unquote, but for the bank-related advice given to his client, which could result in 35 years imprisonment for both Mr. and Mrs. Hopkins. He now believes the agents are guilty of, quote, prosecutorial misconduct or extortion, depending on how you want to look at it, unquote, for offering to leave his wife and three children out of the proceedings if he agreed to plead guilty to selling Bitcoin without the required money transmitter's license. There's no doubt about that. They are doing that. That is what they are doing, and it is absolutely outrageous. It's totally extortion. He's absolutely correct about that.
Yeah, but
however,
their system is designed where it's legal. It's allowable for them to do that.
They'll never be prosecuted for it. They'll never. And especially because you took the guilty plea, it's over. Like, you took the plea.
There's no appeal at that point.
You have no, like, you can't go back and say, hey, you guys did this wrong, basically.
Yep. You can complain on the internet.
Even
that's
if
about
was,
all you can do.
Yeah, even if he was found not guilty, he would have a very tough case to try to bring anything against these prosecutors or anything against these FBI.
Yeah, I mean, they've been doing this for so long. This is well-known behavior from, this is how prosecutors work. It's what they do. It's been going on for 40 years now. If someone was going to be able to, you know, raise any sort of meaningful case against it, it would have happened by now. This is just the way we live in. It's going to be the system we have until the system collapses, as far as I can tell.
He added that despite defending what's right or wrong, quote, I can't leave my family or take a gambit that my family comes first regardless of what my principles are, unquote, and so he accepted the plea deal. And there's more to the story.
603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. There is more coming up about it. It's a tragedy. Everything related to the government always is a tragedy. And
it's becoming common, unfortunately, in crypto.
603-283-6160. There is more coming up here about Dr. Bitcoin and his time in prison. It is Free Talk Live.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live with Aria and Ian, and you're invited to take control of the airwaves. 603-283-6160. If you would like to do that, that's 603-283-6160. You can talk about artificial intelligence and AI, this robot, Ada, AI-DA, who's out there actually physically painting things. Or you can talk about Dr. Bitcoin and just how the prosecutorial system works in the United States. Whatever you like, 603-283-6160. You may have noticed that the podcast has changed. You can find out more about it at feeds.freetalklive.com. Well, you can't find out more about it, but that's where you can subscribe to the new podcast. That's feeds.freetalklive.com. There's other stuff there that you can subscribe to, like the... What else is there at feeds.freetalklive.com?
There are just links to those platforms. So if you don't have your own podcast client, you've already got something like Spotify or iHeartMedia or one of
those. It's got links to all of those?
It's got links to the biggies out there because we're on all those platforms. So if you're already using their software and you want to keep using it, it'll just link you over to Free Talk Live on those.
I like Spotify. I think I've subscribed to Free Talk Live. I don't ever actually listen to it via Spotify because that would be pointless, but... I do subscribe to it on Spotify for whatever that's worth. So that's feeds.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. We have Alu on the line from here in New Hampshire. Alu, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. So I just heard that Silver Dave at his store, the local Silverman, is having a super sale this whole weekend. He'll be there from Thursday to Saturday, like 10 a.m. to 6. And he has, like, the lowest prices. That's why I buy from him silver and gold that he mints himself in New Hampshire.
I suspect most of our audience can't use that information because, you know,
but I can.
Probably 95% of them aren't in New Hampshire, but Silver Dave's a pretty cool guy who mints his own silver. He actually was handing out these tenth of an ounce silver pieces over the weekend. It was not this weekend, but last weekend at Bruce Fenton's event that he had when Bruce was running for Senate. Sadly, he didn't win last night here in New Hampshire, but Silver Dave was getting out there, getting his product into people's hands, and basically a tenth of an ounce of silver is like $2 of silver, but he's trying to market those for like $4 or $5, so he's trying to compete directly with the gold back, which I think is is interesting. I think he's going to have a tough time with it because gold back is just such an amazing product, but I still support him on what he's doing. I think it's a cool thing.
Yeah, so for those who aren't in New Hampshire, like the communists in New Mexico who might be interested in silver, I have a website now called paywithsilver.org. And it lists a lot of places online. People can buy websites, jmbullion.com. They bought the silver bits from Silver Dave, and they sell them on their site as well. But also there are a lot of other sites that sell gold and silver listed on paywithsilver.org. But also on the topic of money, I'm publishing my next book, hopefully in 2-3 weeks. It'll be called Taxation is Theft, How the Government Robs You and Uses That Money to Abuse You. And that's going to be awesome.
Sweet.
Awesome. I look forward to it. And thanks so much for the news about Silver Dave, Alu. I wasn't aware, and now I feel like I need to connect with him over the weekend. And, of course, I just got some from bullionmax.com. But, Dave, silver, you get closer to market prices of silver when you go through
Dave. No, I don't know about that.
Really?
I don't know about that. You cannot get.
I said closer.
Yeah.
Okay. The price.
The thing is, the smaller the fraction, the higher the premium is.
Certainly.
So you're going to pay a lot more. Like I said, with the silver 1/10 that they're doing, they're asking 5 apiece for those.
Yeah.
So I mean, that's like I said, that's pretty competitive with the gold back, where it's about twice. The gold back's about twice what the market price is of gold. So same thing's true on the silver there.
That's true, but I wouldn't be interested in those. When I get from Silver Davis, using like a 5-ounce thing or something like that, something that's
not as useful.
Yeah, it's not as useful, certainly, but, you know, it's, I don't know, it's closer to market, I guess, and I like that aspect of it, but you're right, it's not as useful. If I wanted something useful, I mean, that's, the goldback has that.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to be hard to compete with the goldback.
And it's more beautiful. I haven't really seen these pieces from Silver Dave, but it's going to be hard to compete with the
little piece
of
silver,
right?
Yeah, no, it doesn't even come close.
We also have Jack on the line from Ocean Shores. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I was curious about the plea deal. Last night, really quickly, Ian had mentioned that you'd accept the plea deal, unless I misheard. Can you talk about that, or is that too personal?
Anything that I could say about that has already been said online. Do you have a particular question?
Are you going to have to do any jail time? Is it already served? Are you okay?
Sentencing is December the 20th. Yeah, you know about as much as I do about it now.
Well, we know the maximum time would be 5 years on this charge.
Yes.
And then the recommended sentence is level 19, if I recall correctly, although the judge hasn't agreed to that yet, I think,
right,
as of this serious hearing. So it could be as many as 3 years. Potentially, as I understand it, the request from the defense is going to be around a year of home confinement. Now, the question is, what will the prosecution ask? And then the other question is, what will the judge do? Because as we saw with Andy, who was one of the other co-defendants who took a plea recently, the prosecution and the defense, in his case, actually agreed that he should only face 12 months of probation, and the judge sentenced him to 18. So you never know what the judge is going to do if he gets a hair up his butt for whatever reason about something.
Well, I don't think they want to bring a lot of attention to you guys. So
are you kidding? Why else would they raid our home with a 50-person SWAT team?
They literally released a press release when
they're playing under the table. I think you get 6 months probation.
Dude, there is no world in which I walk away with 6 months of probation.
Given that others have received between 1 and 3 years probation, that seems unlikely. She's not going for 6 months probation. But if everything goes well, then you don't go to jail. That would be the best case scenario, is that you don't go to jail.
You're planning on going full jury?
Yes, I am going to a jury. Yep, that's right. On something like 20-something charges, facing up to 400 years combined if they were all sentenced consecutively, which realistically they wouldn't be. Even if I was found guilty on all of them, they probably wouldn't be sentenced consecutively. But the judge can do whatever the judge wants to do when it comes to sentencing.
You, Ian. Seriously, you're a baller, man.
We'll see. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks so much for the call tonight, Jack. I mean, I realize a lot of people are curious, but, like, I mean, what do you want me to say? There's not a lot that I
think I summed it up.
Yeah, there's not a lot that I even want to say on the subject. I mean, am I happy about it? I mean, hell no. But, I mean, what
there's nothing to be happy about in this situation for anyone. I mean, even if, as I've said, even if I come out completely, quote-unquote, victorious after a jury trial, if they find me not guilty on all counts and the feds have to hand back all the gold and the silver and the bitcoins that they stole from the Shire Free Church, that will be good news, but it won't be happy news because all the rest of y'all still are going, you know, through federal probation and are saddled with felony convictions for the rest of your life. And there's no undoing that, even if as I understand it, even if I get found not guilty. Now, nobody argued that maybe you could argue that the plea deals were wrongfully considered or something like that if every charge is found not guilty, but I don't think it would fly. I don't know.
I don't think so either. And, you know, you mentioned even if you get found not guilty, there's still the time lost.
Oh, God, yeah, you don't ever win.
A half of probation. No one ever wins when you deal with the government. It's just a matter of how much you lose.
Yep.
603-283-6160. There's more coming up here about Dr. Bitcoin. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans are ready to buy a new home if the housing market crashes. That's according to a new survey from Consumer Affairs that found 78% of Americans expect the market to crash at some point. Those who plan to purchase a house in the event of a crash have saved an average of nearly $30,000 to do so. Queen Elizabeth is now lying in state at Westminster Hall after a procession from Buckingham Palace. Brits are waiting in line to pay their respects to the Queen.
I really feel like I wanted to be part of it. I don't know why. It's just the Queen's always been part of our lives.
The biggest murder trial in Ohio's history is entering day three. George Wagner IV is accused of murdering eight members of the Roden family in April of 2016 due to a child custody dispute. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, as always, you're invited to take control of the airwaves. Talk about whatever is important to you. 603-283-6160. If you'd like to weigh in, phone lines are open at 603-283-6160. Whether you want to talk about AI, artificial intelligence, or the upcoming AI art contest that we have going on our social media server at social.freetalklive.com, you can join. All you have to do is submit some artwork, right? And it, in theory, it's all going to be AI-generated art, but as we were talking about last night, if you, took time out of your day to create some artwork, I don't think we'd have any way of saying that, it wasn't AI-generated. I don't think we'd catch it. But don't waste your time doing that. Just get an AI art generator and do it that way. I mean, even if you just take the lazy approach of doing it through Dolly, I mean, it doesn't take you much effort at all to enter the contest, and you could be the first to win 10,000 meaningless internet points here on Free Talk Live. And
our gratitude.
Gratitude for the taking props. Time out of your day to
bragging rights.
I guess
get all those things.
That was bragging rights, though. Look, you came up with the best prompt for AI art generation.
Yeah.
To me, AI art generation, one of the key features of it is that it removes ego from the subject entirely. Mm. It normalizes the playing field so much that anyone
can be an artist now.
Yeah, no one can take pride in it or get bragging rights for it. It's just, the contest maybe, because that's us saying, hey, that's the best of these AI art generator, but anyone could have won. Anyone can win. And you can find that at social.freetalklive.com. All you have to do is generate some art and tag FTL, that's at @FTL, and we'll see it. And I think next Tuesday we're going to sit down and determine a winner. That's @FTL@social.freetalklive.com.
Or we might determine to extend it another week if we need more entries or something like
that's
that.
That's true. We are capricious gods.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. We have Major Payne on the line from Michigan. Major Payne, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. As far as the precious metal bit goes, in olden days, copper was the currency of the common man, silver was the currency of the nobility, and gold was the currency of kings. And that little tenth of an ounce that you said the guy was giving away the back at the fundraiser or whatever, that was the average pay for a laborer back in the day. And if you were like a tradesman or a foreman quality or something, you'd get like between a quarter ounce and a half ounce. So, anyway, silver is the more spendable of the precious metals, I think.
I mean, you're absolutely right. Just because gold is worth so much more, right? And it's hard to carry around a tenth of an ounce of gold. And if you lose it, you're losing a significant amount of wealth. But if you lose a tenth of an ounce of silver, you're losing out like $2-3.
Yeah. You drop a tenth of an ounce of gold, you just lost like $130 or something.
Yeah. This is what makes the gold back such a revolutionary thing, is that it takes a thousandth of an ounce of gold, a minuscule amount of gold, like $3 to $4 worth, and it puts it into a form that is almost impossible to lose. I mean, it's no more easy to lose than it is to lose a $100 bill.
Right. But you know old Ron DeSantis has been pissing off all these Democratic cities by sending them busloads of these illegal aliens, right?
I've heard rumor about that.
I have no idea what Ron DeSantis is doing, other than being an amoral, evil monster.
Anyway, he's sent two plane loads to Obama's backyard. He just sent two jet loads of wetbacks to Martha's Vineyard.
What is a wetback?
It's a slang.
That's an old derogatory term. It's what they used to call the Mexicans because they had to swim the Rio Grande. They were wet when they got here.
That's pretty messed up, dude.
Man, I'm old school. Give me a break. Peace, guys.
Yeah, thanks so much for the call tonight. I mean, I haven't heard anything about Ron DeSantis sending immigrants anywhere, whether legal or illegal or anything.
That's like the big thing now for southern states, I guess, that are conservative, is they're bussing out immigrants to leftist states. Apparently, Texas is doing it, too.
One shouldn't be using human beings in this sort of pissing match.
As of like a political bargaining chip?
Yeah, that's so evil, I don't have words for it. Like, oh, okay, you like treating human beings like that is just, it's disgusting. I hope that no one out there listening to the show is a fan of this, but let's keep going to the phones. We have Sarah on the line from New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
I don't think you ever on the air.
No, you're right. I hit the wrong button. Yeah, Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yeah. Talk from New Mexico. Hey, so we have this city called the City of Berlin, and their school district is allowing odor detector in the bathrooms to detect.
I don't want an odor detector anywhere near a bathroom.
What are they detecting, Sarah?
Okay, marijuana and vaping and smoking. So this is not a camera, but it is just to detect those things that are being smoking inside the bathroom halls. And only that city of Berlin is going to implement this.
Vaping isn't smoking, though, Sarah. No,
but they still don't want their inmates to do it.
Being technical,
party,
it's illegal.
What?
Vaping is illegal.
For teenagers, you mean?
No. It's illegal for them to buy or sell. It's not illegal for them to do it.
For a teenager, we're talking about the schools, right?
Right.
Absolutely illegal for teenagers to possess tobacco products or nicotine-based products.
Although they just couldn't buy it or sell it.
Well, they certainly can't do that, but that's a prohibition on the seller. So the seller would get arrested for selling it. And I can't speak for sure about New Mexico, but I know that it's true in New Hampshire. If they catch a teenager with tobacco, they will get some sort of a juvenile citation or whatever. Yeah,
I wasn't aware.
Yep, that happens.
Well, I think that's also in New Mexico.
I believe it.
So you have to be over 21 or 18 to even enter a vaping store.
Even though it won't do thing to stop kids from having the cigarettes and or vapes, which is why they're putting detectors in the bathrooms, because they're admitting that they can't stop them, so they're going to try to crank up the police state on them in the hopes that that will somehow, you know, result in, I don't know, kids being scared to do it in the bathroom now and just hiding it somewhere else.
So I can get why you have an issue with smoking. What is your issue with vaping?
Well, the vaping also that it's still an irritant. You know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean.
Well, I mean, people used to vape inside the buses, and there were people, a lot of people that were sensitive to the chemicals and the vapors and the flavors, and I happen to be one of them, too.
Of course you are.
So.
Now, look, I don't doubt that there could be some people that are sensitive to whatever propylene glycol and other chemicals there are in these vape products. I don't doubt that that could be the case.
I was until I started Chantix, at which point it just never bothered me.
When you say you were, what do you mean? What was it like?
I mean, I wasn't able to vape. It just made me cough uncontrollably. Even something like I was told that it was because I was allergic to the propylene glycol.
But I don't mean for the user. I mean for the person in the room or the person on the bus. Would it be something that would have affected you as sitting in the same room?
To my knowledge.
Yeah. My experience has been that I find the scents to be relatively pleasant. I mean, they're not irritating in the same way of a cigarette smoke would be as, you know, frustrating perhaps for someone to deal with. But that said, I'm sure there's somebody out there that just can't handle.
Yeah, we just talked to one.
It's
Sarah from New Mexico.
She just wants attention.
If she smells pleasant caramel while she's riding the bus, she's going to be upset and she's going to demand to see the bus driver and she's going to call the police.
I mean, if anything, we should be grateful for people vaping on the city buses. They probably smell pretty bad given the unwashed people that are likely sitting in that room with God knows what on, you know, dirty clothes or bodily fluids or whatever. They're peeing in the back of the bus.
She is always complaining about the homeless people on the bus, so I don't know. Maybe that would be a better solution. Thank you so much for the call tonight, Sarah.
Take an Uber, Sarah.
Yeah, I just don't see it as a problem. If people want to vape, I think they should be allowed to vape. It's certainly less irritating than cigarettes. 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, Get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and Fork Fest is coming up in just over, I think, 10 months from now. I mean, it sounds like it's pretty far away, but it will be here before you know it. And if you're not careful, the Porcupine Freedom Festival will have sold out, and the Fork Fest will have sold out as well, because Fork Fest next year is returning to its roots and taking place before the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which means it's probably going to have a fairly large crowd again, like it did, you know, several years ago.
It'll sell out. Oh, you're talking about Fork Fest,
yes. Yeah. And that's
Forkfest will sell out.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival absolutely is going to sell out. Forkfest, however, is June the 15th through the 18th. You can find out more about it at forkfest.party. And we don't know that the Porcupine Freedom Festival will sell out, but it has sold out the last 2 years, and evidence suggests that people's excitement about the Porcupine Freedom Festival has not calmed down at all. But you can join us at forkfest.party if you want to sign up. All you need is an RV site, camping site, or motel room with Rogers Campground. There's no ticket for Forkfest. All you have to do is, you know, be there. But let's go to the phones. We have Mortified Penguin on the line. Penguin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. I wanted to call kind of in response to that other regular caller that called in and what's going on, said a racial slur, talking about immigration and stuff. And it's just kind of just something that's kind of bugged me over the years. And I've gone back and forth on a lot of social issues and everything. But when it comes down to it, I have a much more nuanced view. Started listening to the show regularly again. But, like, come on, if you purport to love liberty, it's just sad that liberty-loving communities and platforms, and I know you're a general audience show, but it's just, seems to be such a magnet for people with all sorts of bigotries, racism, and just general unpleasantness. And there's a lot of room for debate on a lot of stuff, whether it's social issues, religion, gender issues. And I've seen a lot of nuance in that. There's a room for debate. There's a lot of argument back and forth, but there's got to be some things we can agree on. Not calling people slurs or using them, basically forcing them at gunpoint to use them as pawns for your political agenda as such.
I mean, we certainly condemned the use of people as pawns for a political agenda. I personally was not a big fan of the racial slur either. I attempted to call him on it as best as I could. I wasn't prepared to be dealing with a racial slur from Major Payne. This wasn't Scott the Bigot or something like that, so I was caught off guard and, you know, not expecting it. That's it. I don't think that there's a racist bone in Major Payne's body, to be honest with you. I don't think that he was coming at it from a place of hate. I think he's right, and that he's just old school, and that was the terminology that he would have used for a Hispanic immigrant, just like someone would have said something like a he-she regarding a trans person 50 or 60 years ago or whatever. I don't think, and this is why I didn't give him a harder time about it, in addition to just being unprepared for it, was I don't think he was coming at it from a genuine place of hate or bigotry.
I think he was just talking about a news item that he found to be amusing, and you could extrapolate from his finding it amusing that maybe he does have some sort of feelings on this issue. But
the word he used is a racial slur.
Yeah. That said, it's like, you know, hey, we've got open phones here and you're responding to it, which is what that's part of your freedom to do on this show is to, if you feel like we didn't do a good enough job, you get on the phones and say something yourself. So there you go. Thanks for doing that.
No, yeah. Yeah. It was definitely all of a sudden. And it's just so bad to see, and I know you're a general audience show, but the libertarian spaces, it's because I think the tolerance and everything, and the fact is there are a lot of, I've seen, so there's a lot of valid viewpoints on these social issues, even if you're a liberty-oriented, a libertarian, or libertarian-leaning. But there's some things that I think should just be kind of called out for what they are, and I mean, I guess that's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for the call tonight. I mean, and you're not wrong. There are certainly a lot of conservatarians among the liberty community. Even here in New Hampshire, there are a lot of people who have very socially conservative viewpoints, many of whom are bigots in one way or another. And as much as I don't like it and as much as I argue against it, as long as they're not using force and violence against people, they have every right to call themselves libertarians, even if they have absolutely despicable views. Like Christopher Cantwell, if he came out tomorrow and said, you know what, all of that racist stuff I said, I still believe it, but I'm a libertarian and I don't believe in the initiation of violence against people. All right, then he's a libertarian, and I will still argue against the things he says that I think are wrong or that I think are immoral.
Well, that's because libertarianism is the barest of bare minimums for human interaction. It's not good enough for a good society to simply say, thou shalt not aggress, which is essentially the whole of libertarianism. You could argue libertarianism includes property rights, and there's a good argument for that. But the fundamental value of the libertarian is the non-aggression principle, which says you should not use force, you agree to not use force, you do not support the use of aggressive force in order to achieve your whatever, your political, your social goals, whatever it is that you want to achieve. And that's what libertarians agree on. That doesn't mean that you are a nice person.
Yeah.
Right? You can still be a total a-hole and adhere to the non-aggression principle. And for those of us that actually want to have a good society, being just in support of the non-aggression principle isn't good enough. We have to have people who are kind and generous and loving and, you know, good to other humans. That's a step above non-aggression. Right.
There are a lot of libertarians out there who confuse the non-aggression principle as like a moral platform, and I think that they're mistaken in doing so. As you point out, it's just the bare minimum of acceptable human interaction and nothing more. And it should never be taken as anything more than that. So we're going to get all types of people when we allow something as simple as, hey, don't hurt people and don't take their stuff as the only rule upon which we absolutely have to agree. We're going to get all sorts of disagreement about other things. So what else is going on with Dr. Bitcoin? Because I'm sure there's more going on. And
well, he's in prison right now for a 15-month sentence for a plea deal where they threatened his wife over him selling some Bitcoin online. They claimed he violated Section 1960 of 18 U.S. Code. That essentially is the unlicensed money transmitters section. And unfortunately, he did take a plea there. But he makes an interesting point in his post that he made. He made a lengthy thread about his going to prison. And one of the things he points out is that he actually tried to jump through the hoops. He actually registered with FinCEN.
Did Did he?
He jumped through the hoops. But he says they didn't consider his operations to be legal. And he says, why? Because as a federal, because he says the federal guidelines advise to get state-level licensing as a money services business. However, he says if you check with most state-level guidelines, simply engaging in the sale of Bitcoin peer-to-peer doesn't rise to requiring a license for the state, and so, therefore, they won't grant it to you. And so the feds are saying, well, if you can't get your state license, we still think you're doing things illegally, even though the state won't give you a license, is essentially what he's saying. So he even tried.
It's peculiar.
Yeah, he tried to jump through their hoops, and they still came after him.
That sounds like FinCEN. I mean,
yeah.
The more you expose yourself to the government, I mean, he was working with government agents and all of this other stuff.
He was
talking
apparently.
To at the FBI, yeah. Apparently, when they showed up. The more you expose yourself to governments, the more likely they are to hit you with something. As the Coinbase CEO learned, they sent their smoochers to Washington, D.C. to try to win over all manner of people. They weren't able to connect with the SEC, but they
wouldn't
were able
even
to
meet with them.
Yeah, but they were able to talk to all manner of other politicians. Next thing they know, the SEC is telling them, hey, look, if you do this thing you're considering doing, we're going to sue you.
Yep. So they stopped that thing.
Yeah, and all of the attempts to buddy-buddy up with the government is going to backfire. You're just handing them the ammunition that they're going to use to shoot you.
In the interview with Bitcoin Magazine, the gentleman, Dr. Bitcoin, says, quote, I mean, start with Ross Ulbricht and Julian Assange. Start with Edward Snowden. Look at what's going on with the Tornado Cash developer, the delisting of Monero from various exchanges, and every attempt to enhance privacy, and not just in cryptocurrency, but cryptography in general in the last 20 to 30 years. The government fights it hand, tooth, and nail. It's frankly getting old because people like us get caught in the crossfire. And I'm sorry that happened. This happened to him. I mean, it's happening to us. We understand. We can empathize with this. But you have to understand this is not going to be an easy road. And you should have known that getting into Bitcoin. If you're not one of the people who got into it for number go up reason, hope to make money kind
of
thing.
He's been in since 2011. So
he couldn't have been that, right?
Like,
so if you got into it for the fundamentals of, you know, getting good value transfer into the hands of the individual without having to ask permission from middlemen, if you understand that that's going to undermine the status quo, the financial status quo, the central banks and all that, then you must know they are not going to go without a fight and that people are going to take damage in that process, whether we like it or not.
Very well said. The middleman's certainly going to be upset when you try to cut him out. We're out of time for tonight, but join our social media server. You can join our art competition there or just hang out with us. You can find us there at social.freetalklive.com. Again, that's social.freetalklive.com. Same.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.